You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to Biz Nation! Hey! Hey! What are we dishing about today, honey?
Well, Gary, one singer's wife is perfectly fine with this scandalous behavior. We'll explain.
And Adele's in love, honey, with a redhead. We've got all the details coming up.
Tanner Thomason, what's up, Tanner?
We gotta get right to it. I'm talking about Miley Cyrus's voice. Okay, now, listen, guys, we all know that Miley Cyrus has that husky, kind of deep voice. But even though people might question her about it, she embraces the way it sounds. She recently said, "My whole life, it's always been about, why do you sound like a man? Where's your falsetto?" Falsetto is this Latin term for when a boy goes through puberty, but they still want him to sing in the choir. It means false. Ooh. I don't have a false voice. It's all
right,
that's what Miley said.
All right.
Gary, would you trade voices with Miley Cyrus so you could have a deeper voice?
No, I like a soft voice. Hi, Tanner. Don't you like that voice better? Hey, Tanner.
Very nice, Gary.
Thank you.
Is it okay if your man has a high voice, though?
Oh, no, that's not going to work. That's
hey, Sherry, you want to go shopping? You don't like that voice?
No, because if somebody breaking the house, Gary, you ain't going to be able to do nothing but scream with that voice.
Get
that's all
you're
going to be able to do. It's just scream.
I tell you to tell him to get out, Sherry.
Okay, y'all. So Luke Bryan may be a goofball, but he's also a sex symbol in the country music world. Now, in Luke's concerts, he wears tight jeans and he shakes what his mama gave him. Mm-hmm. But his wife, Caroline Bryan, isn't too concerned because she said, "I am used to it. I don't think about it. Luke's ass and his ass shaking has made us a lot of money. So I'm not worried about it. It comes with the territory. As long as fans are respectful, then whatever. Don't touch. Don't grab." Now, they've been married for like 15 years.
Oh, so they're good. They're secure.
Mm. They're really good. Now, and I have to say, I know Luke Bryan. I don't see his shows, but I do watch your show and I follow you on Instagram. Now, you have showed off your booty. I've seen your boobies. I've seen your booty. I noticed all of that, Brad. And it looked good.
Wow.
But I do have to... Wow. That's what I say when I see it, Brad. I go, wow. So, I want to know, does Judy ever get upset about that sort of thing? Like, I don't want her kicking my ass. Like, I don't... You know.
No.
But it looked good.
Oh, She's very secure, and ain't nobody else touching it but her. We have no issues like that.
There you go.
At all. So she don't. So let me get this clear.
We're very respectful towards each other, and we are not insecure.
So I just want to clarify it. Anybody that has fantasies about you, Judy don't mind.
No, I mean, what's she gonna do about what somebody else thinks?
Okay.
As long as they don't touch what's hers.
Okay.
I can't control what people think.
Okay, good. Now I know, because I'm fantasizing right now. That booty on stage was so amazing.
You guys need a minute? Do you need a minute?
No, I don't know about Brad.
No.
I could take a minute.
Yeah.
That, wait a minute. Hold on. My leg is shaking. Hold on.
Sherry.
That booty. Brad got a nice booty.
Shut up.
I do want to say this. Luke Bryan basically wrote the country version of Back That Ass Up, and it's Country Girls Shake It For Me, where he gives the country girls instructions on, like, shake it for the farm, shake it for your mom, shake it for the grain, shake it for the rain, or something like that. Listen, white folks go crazy over this.
Man, that didn't sound sexy.
Shake it for the farm.
Y'all, honey. Now, earlier I said, baby, Miss Adele is in love with a redhead, honey, and it's true. She loves y'all, Ronald McDonald, honey, or at least, honey, she loves what he's serving, baby. Now, this is how much, honey, Miss Adele appreciates McDonald's food, and she said, "My ideal meal, my dot roll meal, my last meal would be a mock chicken nougat with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat at least once a week."
Wow.
Hello? She called it, y'all, a three-course meal, baby, and is trying too hard, baby, to just justify eating fast food. Come on, honey, Adele, stop it. What y'all think?
Listen to me right now. Anybody watching, just pay attention. Your death row meal should not be something you can get in a drive-thru, okay?
I know. Like, oh.
You know,
that's right.
Come on, guys. Be home cooked.
I just would tell Adele, you ever see, because she likes the Big Mac, have you ever found like an old cheeseburger from McDonald's underneath your seat? It looked the same as it did 6 years ago.
How would you find an old cheeseburger underneath your seat? Who does that? Cherry?
I'm the only one that has dropped
girl.
A cheeseburger and found it 6 years later.
Talking
damn
about like
y'all.
Girl, hopping,
yeah, all y'all girl. Bougie. Ooh. All of y'all bougie.
About to hop no, in Sherry's car and it smells like a McDonald's. I've got a number two or number three under the seat.
You ain't never found a French fry from McDonald's under your seat 3 years later and it looked just the same.
Do you think Brad would have a French fry in her damn car? No, Sherry.
No, I don't think Brad would. I don't think Brad would.
Okay. All right. Speaking of beef, or beefs in this case, y'all remember the British band Oasis? They broke up way back in 2009 because the brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher, they fight all the time.
Oh.
It turns out that Noel, he started the feud by donating Liam's unreleased clothing line to a thrift store. Noel said, man, Gary brought it with that Adele. Now I got to try to bring my Noel. Liam gave us a load of clobber, not just me. He gave the bandit. I went straight to the charity shop and left it in the shop doorway. He went metal. He said, if you didn't want it, you should have just said you didn't want it. It was on the shop mannequin a month before it launched.
That was awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
Great job, Tanner.
Thanks. I'm just trying to live up, trying to stay up with you, Gary. Now, if you guys had a clothing line and your friend donated it to the Goodwill store before it was actually even released, what would you do?
I would go to the damn Goodwill and buy it all out. Ain't no way in hell I want my clothes up in Goodwill, honey, before they make it out to the public, to the masses, where people can pay regular price for it.
You ever had somebody that did something that crazy to you where it's like you're close to them?
No, I don't have nothing nobody want.
Nothing that crazy. Gary, you've never had anybody who they done something so crazy, you're like, never talk to me again?
Child, we could talk for life, honey. I just don't have to acknowledge you. So if I see you, honey, hey, girl, and keep it moving.
I remember my girlfriend, we used to be best friends, and we messed around with the same guy. And she took all of my clothes and baby pictures and threw them in a dumpster and set it on fire. Ooh. Oh, my God. She burns up all my baby pictures. Tika,
wow,
if I ever see you again, it's on.
She's going to reach under that car seat, grab that burger, and throw it at you.
Exactly. Okay, well, look, y'all. If you're like me and you love pets and you live with your pets like your dogs or your cats, well, they usually all up in your business. And that's what happened to Kate Beckinsale recently. Her cat, Clive, wanted to show her some love, so he jumped on her head, y'all. She shared this picture with the caption, "If you're glad someone's home, let them know." How cute is this, Sherry? What does your dog do when you come home?
Well, first of all, Brad, my dog is 130 pounds, and she jumped on my head.
Ooh,
I just would be
your
dead.
Neck would break.
My neck would break off. But I actually like this because it looked like a rich people cat. I don't know what kind of cat this is,
Doesn't
but it looks
it?
Very rich and very luxurious. So it looks like
I thought you said that. I've never even seen a cat like that.
I've never seen the cat looks very rich.
A rich lion, like an Alaskan.
That's what
rich
it looks like a baby lion
or something.
This is a celebrity cat.
Yeah, that cat looks like it came out of a museum or something.
Yeah, but I haven't had a cat on my head since I was 16 like that. I mean, so it's just, it's hard to remember.
Well, maybe you should try it again, Gary. Maybe you should try it again.
No, I like
that. Did you decide at 16, you had enough cat at 16, Gary? Is that?
Is that why you don't have a dog?
Why you don't have any?
Like
that, exactly. The smell of a cat.
No, you got a dog. You just a bitch.
Up next, you won't believe why Chloe Bailey started her solo career. We've got the surprising reason after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
So Cash Doll, y'all, said that she had her first big payday in the strip club, okay?
Right.
So during an interview on former NBA star Jalen Rose's podcast, Renaissance Man, the rapper and BMF star talked about going from working a regular job to making $26,000 for hitting the pole. Oh. Listen to this.
When I seen that it was possible to make a check that I wait 2 weeks for, go clock in, making sure I'm on time, doing all this labor, and getting checks was like $500 every 2 weeks to $700 in a day.
Mm.
I made $26,000.
She's making more than what I'm making right now. I feel like okay. I need to go quit.
She went on to say she made $250,000 that year, okay? Mm. Now, Sherry, does hearing this make you want to pop that thing for a little change?
You know what, Brad? If she can make that in the night, I feel like if I could get a club full of like older men just maybe losing their teeth, I might make a killing. I might make a killing.
Listen, I couldn't make $25 in a night out there twerking on a pole, so I, like, fully support it.
Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Poor Chloe Bailey can't take being away from her baby sis, Halle Bailey. Chloe said that her solo career started because of separation anxiety. Yeah, guys, I know, it's kind of sad. This all happened when Halle was traveling overseas, and it was only supposed to be for 8 months. She's playing like Ariel in a Disney thing, but because of the pandemic, it turned into 2 whole years. Chloe said that was the longest that they've ever been separated from each other. She said, she's my best friend, and so when she was over there, when I create music, it's therapy for me, so I just couldn't stop, and I just kept creating, and it just kept piling up and piling up, and I was like, well, I gotta do something with it, and that's how we gotta have mercy.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That quarantine, it made a lot of people rich. It made a lot of people quit their jobs and do something different. It just sitting there, it really forces you to go deep and go, what do I want to do? Maybe this is a chance to do it. I love it because I love Chloe's music.
Yeah, and some things are just meant to be, you know?
Yeah.
It was time for her to do a solo thing. Maybe it was time for them to separate.
That's right.
Yeah, but she is lucky, Brad. She is lucky, honey. I mean, that some people can't even stand their siblings. I mean, Brad, do you get separate anxiety, honey, when you're away from your beautiful sister, Miss Lisa Ray, honey, when y'all two are apart?
Yes, when we together for a good long time and then we got to say bye, we both cry like babies.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I understand.
All right, ladies, listen up, because Elizabeth Hurley is revealing the secrets to being a beach babe at 56 years old. Go, girl.
Ooh.
The actress says she has gained only 10 pounds in the last 20 years and does not care because she loves her body. And here's how she maintained her perfect body. She said, I probably eat a bit more now, but I don't eat takeaways and only drink sodas once in a blue moon. Life's too short to be on a super strict diet. Okay, that didn't help me, not one bit, but okay.
It didn't help me either, but go ahead.
Then she said, my weakness is peanut butter. If it's in the house, I'll stick my finger in the jar every time I walk past it.
Elizabeth Hurley's got some real cougar energy, and I would rub it up for her in a second. But at the same time, some people just got these genetics, y'all. I'm 5'8". Like, I gain weight. I'm short and stumpy. And so I gain weight real quick right around the middle.
Tanner, that's what I wish Elizabeth Hurley would have said. Genetically, my body just, you know, it pumps out, you know, what was that, adrenaline? And I just have been skinny all my life, and that's what it is.
Well, don't hate on her, Sherry. If you and Brad would push away from them oxtails and stuff, y'all would lose the weight. Just put them oxtails away.
I like oxtails.
And I ain't letting mine go neither, Sherry. Okay.
Gary, what's your fitness regimen? What are you doing to stay in shape, Gary?
I chew my food and I spit it out. I don't swallow.
But how do you enjoy it?
He just sucks it.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Coming up, find out why Jamie Foxx will never marry a gold digger or anyone else ever. We're going to explain that right after the break. Jeez, Gary, come on.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay! Okay.
It looks like Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis is not who he says he is.
Sort of,
evidently. Huh? In an interview, he shared that he was actually born. His birth name is Daniel Jason Sudeikis. However, he uses Jason because his dad shares his same name. He told reporters, my name is Daniel Jason, my dad's Daniel Joseph, and my mom decided to call me Jason so that we knew which one she was yelling at. Evidently, they've even got another Daniel Jason in the family somewhere.
I think he probably felt like that's his dad's name. So he had his dad's name, and that's in the big picture, that's like amazing. You carry on that legacy. But in the practical, y'all got the same name, and I need somebody to come sweep this floor, and your daddy's at work, so I need to differentiate.
Why shouldn't I call him Junior? Junior, come do this, or Junior, instead of, you know, going through the whole name. That's what they used to do.
I don't like Junior.
Want to be called Junior?
Who want to be called
Junior? I don't like that either.
That's somebody born in the 40s. Friggin' Junior.
That's so common.
Gary, what would you name? Like, would you pass on Gary? Like, what would you name? What would you name a kid?
Oh, no, honey. I wouldn't pass on Gary. I would name my kids some nice, beautiful, fruity name or whatever. Like, you know, Gwenda named hers Apple. I would probably name my son, honey, Banana. Or, you know, just something cute or Pear.
No.
Wait. Like, you
why
name
would
your
that
son
child
Banana?
Get teased forever?
Because it's
right.
a unique
you...
name. We don't have to worry about hearing that name. Leroy or Chester.
Chester. We haven't heard Leroy or Chester since your era.
I've not heard. Well, it looks like it will not be wedding bells from my friend Jamie Foxx in the future. Because in an interview, I know, and y'all have heard Jamie say this, in an interview, Jamie admitted that he has never been married because it never seemed right for him. He said, you know, the traditional cookie cutter lifestyle with the 2.5 children, the wood paneling on the station wagon and the cottage, I didn't think that was for me.
Now, Sherry, Jamie also claims his relationship with his children is stronger because he was never married to their mothers. Check out what he said. He said, growing up, Corinne was like, well, people are married and that's what they have, my friends. But then a lot of those marriages ended up not doing well as the kids got older. Unfortunately, we saw the kids get fractures from their families. Us, we actually came together more. So I don't know what it is. I just know that it's different, but it's a whole lot of love.
You know, it's very interesting, Jamie being this way. I had this conversation with Jamie literally 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and 25 years ago about the same. And he never wanted to get married. That's why I thought when he was with Katie Holmes so long that finally he was coming around. I think Jamie would rather you say, I want to have your baby than I want to get married. He's just one of those bachelors that just will always be single.
Really, you shouldn't be saying that in the beginning of a relationship anyway. You're going to run somebody away.
It may be like all those basketball games that he have at night at his house, allegedly. Maybe just like playing basketball a lot. I don't know.
Well, maybe you ought to go to one of the parties, Gary. It's quite a lot of fun.
I would like to.
I would tell you.
Is Lena Waithe trying to play superhero and save Halle Berry? Ooh, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. We got more to Dish. Halle Berry made her directorial debut with her movie Bruised last month, but Lena Waithe revealed that she tried to talk Halle out of it. Lena said back in October at an Elle Women in Hollywood event that she wanted to protect Halle and told her to think long and hard before making that decision to direct the movie. But Oscar winner Halle Berry told her that if she doesn't do this, she'll never forgive herself and that she has to see what she's made of. Now, Brad, I'm really curious. Do you think Lena was being concerned, like a good concerned friend, or kind of a low-key hater? It's a little dicey.
I never think that Lena is hating on anybody. I think she is being a concerned friend. Her and Halle are friends, and they look out for each other.
But what you're so concerned about? That woman needs to direct her movie. That's her first movie, Brad. I mean, I'm sure, honey, could Sherry come and tell you, girl, don't do this movie, Brad, honey. Don't direct. Would you listen to her? I feel bad that,
Yes, Sherry is my friend, and if she had something to tell me about something, I would definitely take her advice or at least listen.
That shows how protective she is as a friend.
Absolutely. We do. Know. Lena is a very loyal friend. Yeah.
Maybe that's why she ain't cast me in The Chi yet, because she feels like I should think long and hard about being an actress in one of her.
Keep pushing, Brad, and you'll get in there. Keep pushing.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.